Give up your best to the master. Give up the strength of your youth. Throw your soul's fresh glowing ardor into the battle for truth. Jesus has set the example. Dauntless was he, young and brave. Give him your loyal devotion. Give him the best that you have. Give up your best to the master. Give up the strength of your youth. Clad in salvation's full armor, join in the battle for truth. I am missionary Richard Yerby in Japan, standing for God's eternal truth to the human race, holding forth the words of life to Buddhist Japanese idol worshipers. Would you please intercede for the Holy Spirit to work powerful conviction in the heart of each Japanese person who hears me? May the Lord save many. I continue in my series of sermons taken from Job chapter 3, verse 26. And today's sermon is titled Quiet, taken from Job's proclamation in chapter 3, verse 26. Neither was I quiet. Job's third priority in being upright and perfect before God was not being quiet. This means that Job talked about God. He proclaimed to the people around him, "Thus saith the Lord God." He told people what God required of them. He lauded that which is good and right. And he told people how to get right with God. He clearly defined and denounced sin and called on people to repent and turn from sin. In the presence of others, Job praised God and thanked him for all the goodness God had bestowed upon Job and his family. Job was a man who spoke much about God. Job wasn't quiet. He was not silent. And much of the time that he talked to God and he talked to other people about God. He was a verbal witness. He didn't just count on his lifestyle to be his witness. He proclaimed with his mouth, his voice, the things God would have everyone to know about their Creator God. He didn't hide his light under a bushel. He let it shine forth brightly to all those around him. This was Job's third priority that made him perfect and upright before God in heaven. Neither was I quiet. I love that statement of Job, and my heart cries out, "Lord, I want to be like him. I want to be the witness that thou wouldest have me to be before this perverse generation of the human race around me." So, what about you? How do you compare with Job in this third priority of his? Listen, my friend, the main reason God gave you a voice is for you to talk to him, Lord God in heaven, and to sing unto him, sing praises to your Creator God. God wills that we lift up our voice unto him. He commands us to pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. He desires that we intercede to him, storm heaven with our petitions, and voice our grief over and our opposition to those people now on earth who are making void his law. I love to pray, "Lord, deliver us from evil." I love to pray like David prayed, "Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end." God will hear that. God will work in accordance to you petitioning him in such manner. Do it as the world gets more wicked and more violent and the world around you gets more dangerous. Cry out to God to put it down. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I just quoted Psalms 150 verse 6. Right there at the very end of those Psalms where David sang praises throughout the Psalms to God. It closes out with, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You certainly have breath. You certainly talk, don't you? So make sure you obey this command and praise God with your breath and with your speech. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. That is Psalms 50, verse 23. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. I like that. So let us offer much praise to our great God and thereby glorify him greatly. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Some of those children's songs have it down best. I believe most of us fail miserably in using our voice for the primary reason God created it, to be used to talk to him. Sure, there are many people around you to talk to, but none of them is nearly as important as Almighty God on his throne in the highest heavens, who created you for his pleasure. So by all means, don't neglect to let him hear your voice regularly. God always listens intently to you. Is he a God who is afar off and not a God at hand? Each day of your life, crucify your flesh and walk according to the Spirit, always in close fellowship with God. Communion with him in your spirit. Oh, that's a glorious life. Let's pray now. Heavenly Father, please help me to talk to thee and sing praises to thee without ceasing. Help me to truly love thee with all my heart and thereby become more desirous to talk to thee than to any other person. May my heart always be filled with praise and thanksgiving to thee. May I always tell thee of every desire of my heart and bring all my needs to thee. I pray this for all other Christian believers also. Amen. Now, the second reason God gave you a voice is for you to talk to others about him. But we are so prone to use our voices for anything and everything under the sun, except for these two purposes. It seems so easy for us to talk to anyone about anything except about God. I have been around many professing Christians for years without ever hearing them mention God or say anything about him. However, during all those years, their tongues never ceased to wag about everyone and everything else. How regrettable that is, and most displeasing to God it must be. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I just quoted Psalms 107, verse 2. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed. That's a good way to let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Sometimes I walk out of the grocery store with my shopping bag. It's always a small bag of shopping, not a cart full. and walking out, holding that bag, showing the whole world that I've given money to that store. I stand beside the entrance and sing that song. Not yet one time in the States has any store owner or personnel came out and told me I couldn't do that. Might happen someday, but I love to tell the story. Such a cause for great rejoicing it be that God hath redeemed us from the hand of the enemy by the precious shed blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. How can we redeem, help but say so? How can we possibly keep from telling everyone about this wonderful thing that God hath done for us and also desires to do for them? I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered from the curse to set him free. Would you not go out to the park or such place nearby you and sit down on a bench and sing that and let the souls around you hear it? Lord, give us courage not to be ashamed of the most wonderful thing that's available to the human race. Let's pray. Lord God, please make my heart to overflow with such a great joy over being saved from the eternal torments of hell that I cannot keep from telling everyone, especially the miserable lost souls around me headed for that eternal torment, telling everyone about how great it is to be a child of God with my sins forgiven and cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and on my way to eternal heaven. Help me to say so to everybody. Help all other believers to broadly proclaim to all souls around them that they are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. In Job chapter 6, verse 10, Job tells us, "For I have not concealed the words of the Holy One." That's a wonderful scripture and most direly important. That's Job's wonderful testimony. But what about you? Do you have the same God-pleasing testimony? Do people around you hear the words of the Holy One from you? The people around Job certainly heard about God from Job's lips. This clearly tells us so right here. Job wasn't quite about God, God's judgment, God's heaven, a hell that awaits lost sinners, salvation, and eternal life in Jesus Christ, and such important matters. But do people around you hear from your lips the truth about those serious matters that are direly important to the salvation of their eternal soul? You have available to you all of God's words to this human race, the entire Holy Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And come Judgment Day, you will give a strict account to God for what you did with those words during your life on earth. Do you conceal them? Do you hide them under a bushel? Or do you proclaim them to everyone that you possibly can? Be like Job. Don't be quiet. In Job chapter 27, verse 11, he tells us, "I will teach you by the hand of God. That which is with the Almighty will I not conceal." God forbid that you and I not be like Job. God's words of the Holy Bible are the only hope for this lost and dying world of the human race. God forbid that we fail to broadcast them to everyone that we can. God forbid that we should be quiet about salvation in the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please help me not to be guilty of concealing the words of the Holy One from the people around me. how badly this lost and dying world needs thy words of life. Oh, please help me to always be aware of the importance of constantly holding forth to everyone thy words of life. Help me not to hide my light under a bushel. Please give me the courage and boldness needed to speak to everyone I can about God. I pray this for all other Christians also. Amen. The eternal destiny of each and every human soul hinges on whether or not they are told about the only Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his offer of salvation to them. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, what a wonderful, glorious hope we have in that promise. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 13. That's the most wonderful and true promise from Almighty God. But how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? That's the following verse, verse 14. Someone has to tell people about Jesus Christ in order for them to call upon him to save them. And if you don't tell them, the ones around you, then who will do it? God will not appear here in person and tell them. He will not send angels to give them the good news. God has ordained that all saved people tell the saving gospel of Jesus Christ to the unsaved people around them. He has ordained that all Christian believers be like Job and spread the good news about salvation in Christ. Neither was I quiet, said Job. Lord, set a burning desire in each of our hearts to be like Job. Reading Psalms 68, verse 11, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Fellow Christian, are you in that great company of publishers? God is calling on you to be a part of that great company. Oh, what a wonderful, glorious company that is down through the ages. Join that company of your age. From the beginning of time, believers have proclaimed the words of God throughout the world and down through the ages. This amounts to a great company of glorious people. Of course, the spotlight of the world is seldom on them. They seldom make the news, especially in any favorable light. More often, they publish God's word while being persecuted by the world. But God's spotlight is certainly always on them. He takes great pleasure and delight in seeing anyone proclaim his word. And he bestows much blessing in this life and many eternal treasures in the next life upon all those believers who join this company that publishes and proclaims God's word throughout the world. The richest, most blessed, most fulfilled life one can have is that of telling others about our Creator God. Will you do that, Brother Christian? Will you do that, Sister Christian? Will you be like Job who said, neither was I quiet? Think seriously on the two things necessary for a person to be saved from the eternal punishment of their sins in hell. The one thing most necessary was for God to provide salvation for us himself, because no human has the power to save his own self. God so graciously and lovingly, mercifully provided this salvation to us by Jesus Christ, taking our sin punishment for us in our place on that cruel, painful cross. He died on the cross in our place, 3 days later, Christ arose from the grave, victorious over death. None of us could have done that to provide salvation for anyone. Only God had the power to do that. And because Jesus Christ loved us enough to die for our sins, God's perfect salvation is available to every person in the world, but some human soul must first take that to them, and they must be told about Christ before any person can believe on this Savior of the world. If we neglect to tell people the gospel message, the good news, and they never hear about Christ, then they cannot believe on him. Heavy, heavy is our responsibility to be like Job and tell people about the Holy One. Someone told you about salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, so you would have the opportunity to believe on him and get saved, which you did, fellow Christian. Therefore, you are now duty bound to do the same in return and go and tell others about Jesus, calling them unto him to be saved. If you fail to warn anyone and everyone you can that they are headed for eternal destruction and torment, then their blood will be on your hands when God judges you. Read that in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18. What a tragedy that will be for those who refuse to witness. Don't let that happen to you. Be like Job and don't be quiet about God. The most wonderful and most necessary thing you can do in this life is to receive Christ and his eternal salvation that changes your eternal destiny from hell to heaven. After you believe on Christ, then one of the most wonderful and most important things you can do is to tell others about Christ. Please don't fail to hold forth the words of eternal life to lost souls around you when opportunity avails. Don't fail to be like Job. Neither was I quiet. Let your light shine. Let's pray again. Heavenly Father, I do want to be like Job. I want to be a part of that great company that down through the ages has proclaimed thy words to thy created human race. So please teach me how best to do that. Make me vigilant, watching for every available opportunity to impart thy word to others. Show me what a grave responsibility I have toward thee in heaven and toward lost sinners on earth to tell them how to get saved and go to heaven. And above all, please add thy blessing to my efforts, mightily empowering the words that go forth from me so that they will bring forth much fruit for thy glory. I also pray these things for all other Christians. Help us all, Lord, I plead. Amen. Christians don't speak to others about God because they don't love God enough. You know how prone you are to talk much about the many people and the many things that you like and love and enjoy. If you seldom or never talk about God, freely sing praises to him and such, then seriously consider if your love for God is far from what it should be. Let's pray again. Heavenly Father, thou dost command us to love thee with all our hearts. Please give me a burning, unquenchable desire to do that. Please show me how cold and careless is my love toward thee. Change my heart and help me to love thee with all my heart. Create within me a heart that is always desires to speak to thee, sing praises to thee, and to talk to others about thee. I pray this for all other Christians also. Amen. Christians who will not warn lost, hell-bound sinners about salvation in Christ do not truly love lost souls enough. Shame on us all for our lack of concern and compassion for for the lost people around us. The Lord Jesus is not willing that one of them should perish. Christ loved you when you were a lost sinner. He loved you enough to give his life for you before he even created you. Some other Christians loved you enough to tell you about the Savior and to lead you to him. Now, how can you dare to be indifferent to the eternal fate of suffering and torment that awaits all lost people? Had other Christians not led you to Christ, you would still be lost and headed for hell. So pass the baton on by you also telling lost souls of the wonderful hope in Christ. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my lack of concern over lost souls. Please give me a heavy burden for the lost. Help me to love them and care about them as thou dost. Convict me of how awful it is for me to be silent about the eternal hope I have in Christ, when so many people around me are without hope. Break my heart over the tragic fate that awaits lost people and set a fire burning inside me that will not let me be silent about the Lord Jesus Christ, the only way to heaven and the only hope for all mankind. Amen. Satan knows the great power of the spoken word, and he and his legions of demons bring all their power to bear against it and fight it with all the forces they have. Hence, at times, they overpower us with cowardice, fear, shyness, and embarrassment regarding glorifying God with our spoken words around people out in public, closing our mouths when we should be broadcasting the words of the Holy One. The devil goes all out in his attempts to silence us and to ensure that we are quiet and are not like Job. Tragically, I have failed to speak for God and for right many times when I should have. Lost opportunities forever. And if you love God, likely you also know such remorse. Though we cannot change the past, we can call on God to help us to do differently from now on. Let's do that. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the Bible tells us. Now, how can you dare to be indifferent to the eternal fate of suffering and torment that awaits all lost people if they die in that condition? May God help us to do right. May God help us.